interesting.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, everybody, what's up? Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. My name is Craig Goldberg. We are in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are talking tonight with the people.
Yes.
The people have demanded to
talk
to us. The people. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a live show. There's a new Ghostbusters movie that's out.
What?
I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I've seen it four times, y'all. Gonna see it for the fifth tomorrow.
What? So, yeah. Like I said, Craig Goldberg. I'm here with Abigail Gardner.
What's up, guys?
And Jacob Walsh.
How's it going?
Very well. How's everybody feeling tonight? I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm still recovering from the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I guess it's been like 3 weeks already. I feel like we just got back. I haven't unpacked my stuff. My flight suit's on the floor.
No.
I'm just ready to go back to California.
My cat's up.
I'm still sitting in the airport.
You're hanging out with...
I'm at that bagel shop.
We're at the bagel shop.
Looking for my bag.
We're with Ray.
Ray
Esposito and Ryan Scott just having a combo.
God, I would.
I'm just sitting here making sure people do not leave their bags at Goldberg.
one day we'll tell that story.
Hey, guys, domestic violence is a bad deal.
It's not good.
It's not good.
You know,
it's frowned upon at the airport.
Hate is not a family value.
Yeah, don't yell.
Not if you're Jonathan Davis. Corn! Sick. Corn.
Sick.
All right. So, this is loose tonight. This is open forum. We got a Ghostbusters movie out. Ghost Heads is out. We're coming up on PKE Surge and Dragon Con. We're tracking the box office for Ghostbusters. It's not doing bad, but it's also not setting the world on fire. So maybe we could talk about what does that mean for the future of the franchise. What I've noticed this week is everybody on both sides of the coin have become box office analysts. Everybody knows everything.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows how the world works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot of – there was a funny article that Chris Stewart of Proton Charging posted today about the percentage drops from week one to week two and how, like, they're very comparable, if not even better, than a lot of big movies that have come out.
Is that the one that had, like, the percentage for, like, Star Trek and Ghostbusters?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, Ghostbusters stumbles in second week and, like, whatever.
Yeah,
Star Trek takes the... I don't know.
The verbiage varies, like, depending on, like,
guys,
the
it's unconscious bias in a male-driven society. I don't know what I just said.
What?
I read that
sounds
somewhere.
Privileged.
It sounds so privileged.
You know, it makes me really miss the days when we were younger and when the internet wasn't so hip and we didn't know everything. Like, you know, like when I was in middle, you know, when Ghostbusters 2 came out and we were like four or whatever, once the movie came out, we didn't have to worry about how well it did at the box office because like we didn't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there wasn't the internet, so we didn't know or care, and it was so much better. Now the movie's out. We've been working up to seeing this movie, and now that it's out, we're fucking stressed that it's not the biggest movie in the world. You know, it's like we still have shit we gotta, like, be stressed about.
There was an article, I think, in Vulture where Paul Feig, it was from a couple weeks ago, but it was just got released, like, now. And he had said that the movie needed to make at least, like, $500 million worldwide. And it's just not going to. Like, it sucks. It doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen. It's going to hit 100 million North American here in the next couple days. The one thing is it hasn't been released in most foreign markets yet.
It won't be in China at all.
It's not going to be in China, it doesn't look like, but it isn't out in Japan yet. It isn't out in Mexico. So it kind of has a staggered release over the next – but it's weird because they keep talking about how American comedies don't really play well in overseas markets, but I'm like, isn't Ghostbusters the exception? Like, I think everybody knows Ghostbusters.
Right.
Yeah, everybody
Slimer
does,
speaks every language, right?
He does.
Everybody speaks Slimer.
Everybody speaks Slimer. That's a new sitcom on CBS.
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves Slimer.
Yeah.
Let's pitch it.
All right, guys. That was the FM. Have a good night.
And we're out. No, we're here.
So why don't we, before we get going with callers and everything, you guys want to do a traditional what's stressing? I feel like the people want it.
People want it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Abigail, you want to start us off?
Yeah.
I saw you jotting some notes.
I got a couple quick little things. I mean, number one on the what's stressing countdown for me is San Diego Comic-Con has happened, and there was no Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 trailer that was released. And I was super bummed, y'all, because that was the one that I really wanted to see. And we saw the Justice League trailer, and we saw like whatever new pieces of the Suicide Squad trailer that came out, and the Wonder Woman trailer, which, you know, all of those were exciting and had little bits of levity and seemed pretty, you know, it was all fun to watch, but they weren't my Guardians Volume 2 trailer, and I was just so bummed because I wanted to see it, and I've heard all sorts of stuff about Kurt Russell, and, you know, we found out that he's playing Star-Lord's dad, Ego, the living planet.
So, spoiler!
No!
Not
spoilers,
really, though.
Not really. I mean, yes, I did a little bit of reading on that, so I probably do know a few spoilers that I won't talk about, but, so that's fucking cool and all, but, like, I wanted to see some stuff in action, like, more than just a still photo. So, you know,
yeah.
A little stress.
I completely agree because, you know, we talk a lot about Ghostbusters, we talk Star Wars and everything else, but I think Guardians 2 might be, in the next year, maybe my most anticipated movie. It's that and Rogue One. I really wish, well, James Gunn came out and said the footage that was shown at Comic-Con, don't expect to see it online anytime soon.
Yeah.
And also, it didn't leak for like the first time ever.
Yeah, so they did show a trailer. Did they show an actual trailer or just kind of
they
some behind the scenes?
They
stuff?
Showed a scene, I think.
Yeah,
dude,
something. Enough for me to be like super jealous.
Yeah, I hate when they do that at Comic-Con. I hate when they do that. The year Godzilla 2014 was coming out, or the year that they were at Comic-Con, they were a big deal that year, and they showed a trailer at Comic-Con, and then we didn't get any footage online for almost, you know, it was months later before anything was actually released online. And I remember it's just like, if you got a trailer cut, just go ahead and give it to us.
Like,
you know,
Batman,
DC gave us a lot. We got a lot of DC stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was cool. The Wonder Woman stuff was pretty exciting and all that. But yeah, I wanted to see Star-Lord. So, a little bummed about that. Other stresses, continuing stresses. Dragon Con is in 35 days.
Ugh.
WTF, y'all.
Not ready.
I'm not ready. I've got a uniform to try to get together and get our buddy Hal Clay. Shout out to him. He's doing us a solid and doing some stitch work and some sewing on our uniforms. So I'm just getting that stuff together. And as I'm doing it, I'm coming up with like more and more ideas. I wanted originally just to use a blue uniform to do like the Race Dance RGB figure. And now I'm turning it into like an Aaron Gilbert uniform. And like now I also want it to be like an RGB Aaron Gilbert like crossover uniform, as if like she went into the interdimensional crossroad that happens at the spoiler, third act of the movie, but like comes back out into the RGB.
Wait, so are you doing white hair? You getting that white wig?
Yeah, I want to get that white wig. And that's what I was trying to say. I just felt bad. Everybody needs to have seen the movie at this point.
No, that's what I was going to say. If you haven't seen the new movie, hang up.
Yeah.
Well, don't hang up.
We'll rethink your life a little bit. Go see it because it's really good. And, yeah, so I want to possibly get a white wig. And that's the thing. And now I'm like, I like tried on the Proton Pack, like the new one, the kids one, and I was like, maybe I can augment this. So I'm like, maybe I can do some orange. Maybe I can do horizontal stripes. I don't know. So we'll see what happens, but I'm excited. You know, we're all going to have our cool uniforms. We're going to be hanging out.
Yeah, we're doing some custom colors. We're just going to have fun with it.
Yeah, we have fun.
I might not even bring my khaki jumpsuit this year.
Wow.
I might not even bring it.
Yeah.
I got that GB2.
It looks good.
Yeah.
So Jake, man, I got a question for you. What is stressing you out?
The same shit. It's just the same stuff. Dragon Con. I'm trying to put together. I've been trying to put together a new belt gizmo. I was a little jealous of that sponge face that you got. Those things are really sweet, and I wanted to, you know, maybe put together a new one since I got the GB2 suit going. And sponge face does a GB2. but it's just like not in the cards to buy one of those and get one of those put all together before. So I'm scratch building one, but as we know, the GB2 belt gizmos, there's not a whole lot of work involved.
No.
And in fact, as far as like the community is concerned, almost everybody's, you know, Ghostbusters 2 belt gizmo looks better than they actually did in the movie. There's not like a whole lot you have to do to make it look better than it actually did. But
yeah,
you know, I'm waiting on those parts to come in. You know, it's just like putting it together, getting those clear tubes.
Yeah, I mean those the Ghostbusters 2 belt gizmo, like you said, the one from the first movie is based on that vintage Sanyo calculator, and that the one from the second movie is like the prop guys just like pick some out of the trash. Like, this kind of looks like the thing from the first movie. Who cares?
Right.
And then you got to try to replicate that. So that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
What else, man? Anything else stressing you out besides the belt gizmo?
Dude, the belt gizmo, just like this whole business that we just talked about with the movie making money, obviously. Just trying to get everything ready for Dragon Con. It's coming up so quick, and then I got a tattoo convention the week before, so I'm going to I'm going to be out of town literally like 2 weeks in a row. I'll come back for the tattoo convention. I'll work for like one day, then the next day it's up to Atlanta. So trying to get everything in order and get ready.
Right. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this Ghostbusters box office a little bit more, because that's definitely the numbers aren't stressing me out, but what's stressing me out is kind of what I alluded to earlier, where so going into the movie, there was like it felt very like political, Democrats and Republicans. It felt like anti-reboot and pro-reboot. All the pro-reboot people were like, yeah, we want this movie to be good. We want it to be fun. We want it to be entertaining, to relaunch the franchise. We want it to be successful. Mm-hmm. And all of the anti-reboot people were like, we want it to fall on its face. We want it to flop. We want it to be in the dollar bin. We want it to be an absolute box office bomb. Mm-hmm. So in our first couple of weeks, we've learned a couple things, right? So first off, it's not a bomb. It's not a bomb by any means.
No.
It
was certified fresh. Like, that was our first.
Well, yeah, it was. That's the other thing. It got good reviews. I mean, every single person I've talked to has at least liked it, if not really enjoyed or loved the movie. So I always feel really good about that. But this weird thing is happening now, where there's like all this like tinfoil hat stuff and like conspiracies, and people are like, the critics are being paid off, the box office numbers are being flubbed. Like, it's just, When did we all go so fucking crazy?
Right? Yeah, and over the Ghostbusters movie. Like, God, first of all, it doesn't even make sense that this is happening. God, why couldn't it have been fucking anything else? You know?
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
It's just like so tiring to try to keep up with everything.
Well, I think what's gonna happen over the next couple weeks and months is that there's gonna be some revisionist history that comes into play. There's going to be people kind of backtracking, going, you know, this is what I would have done. This is the movie I would have made. If they would have just done this, this, and this, it would have been successful. But the fact is, none of us know, right? You could say, oh, if they would have made a traditional sequel, it would be huge. But we don't actually know that. All we know is that there hasn't been a Ghostbusters movie in, I don't know, what, 30 years? It's been a dormant franchise, and nobody knows. So, yeah, that's the thing that's stressing me out, is that we'll never know. This is the route they went. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I love this movie. I have doubts that we're going to get a direct sequel right now.
Right.
I don't know, with the way the box office is right now, if Ghost Core and Sony are going to line up and say, all right, let's push out a sequel, let's have Paul Feig direct. I wish they would. I wish they could somehow do it like on a smaller budget, and maybe like more of a limited marketing campaign, and where they didn't have to sink $300 or $400 million into it. But I don't know. That's not really how it works. That's when it's a tentpole franchise, they're going to put tons and tons of money and resources into it with the hopes that it's going to make it all back. And it just doesn't at this point, it doesn't look like that's going to happen with this movie. The one thing, and I was talking to a guy about this today, I wonder if they would have not had a summer release but put it out in, like, the fall without all the competition from all these, like, kids' movies and
yeah,
other releases.
Yeah, as, like, a Halloween.
Yeah. What if release. They put it out in October or November where you get that extended release time where there's not a lot of big releases until the holidays, so you put something out around the beginning of November, late October, maybe you get more people flocking to the movie because there's not a whole lot of competition.
Right.
I feel like I'm going to walk away from this summer, like, secretly hating The Secret Life of Pets for, like, resenting it for doing as well as it did.
Just,
I haven't seen
like,
it yet. I'm sure it's
yeah.
adorable. I'm sure it's great. But, like, I kind of fucking hate it because of this.
It's
I know
like
you
whenever,
me,
yeah. Oh, of course. Whenever you hear somebody that's like, "Yeah, I went and saw Secret Life of Pets this weekend," I'm like, "Oh, did you fucking go see The Secret Life of Pets, you idiot?"
Like, yeah. I just see you grabbing like a stuffed poodle out of some kid's hand, like from the movie, just throwing it on the ground.
Yeah. Guess what?
Nobody cares what your dog does at home when you're not there.
It's all a lie. Those dogs aren't talking and hanging out.
In all honesty, that movie is
good.
So.
You saw it?
It's really good.
No. I'm saying, like, from what I hear, it's really funny.
Oh, dude, I totally respect those dogs.
So
I love
I
them.
They're
very
one
good.
And they're
the
secret
back in the bag.
Lies.
Oh, man. So somebody just tweeted us some fun facts. Let's read them out. From Alex Webb on Twitter, at Orbital Wings, he said, Ghostbusters made 32% of its budget back on opening weekend. Star Trek made 30% of its own. So what that's saying is that percentage-wise, Ghostbusters is making decent money.
Comparable.
The problem is, how do you account? So what I heard Chris and Troy on the Interdimensional Crossroad talking about more recently is that, you know, Ghost Corps and Sony, this is a long play. This isn't, let's try to relaunch Ghostbusters. It didn't work. Now it's gone. They're looking 5 years into the future. They're looking 10 years into the future.
Yeah.
And maybe for them, it would have been nice to have a runaway hit, Jurassic World, making $500 million or $750 million worldwide. But maybe if it makes $250 million worldwide and it puts Ghostbusters back into the conscious of the average moviegoer, and then they could relaunch with, you know, whatever, cartoons, more movies, more traditional sequels, spinoffs.
Yeah.
Maybe that this launch, because Ghost Corps is not going away.
No.
Like, Ghostbusters is here to stay. It's just going to be, I wonder, why can't we just hang out at Ghost Corps and just figure this stuff out?
I know.
Just ask the tough questions. They never let us in.
Just want to hang out.
Just not
sit down.
Eric, let us in. We have some questions. We need to know.
Hey, that door's not locked. We can just walk in.
Yeah,
they'll just let you walk in. They don't know.
You can touch that pole.
Why don't we go to our first caller of the night? What do you guys say?
Sure.
Sure, let's do it.
Cool. So let's see. 520 area code. You are on the air with the Yes Have Some Live.
Hi, this is Sean Underhill with the Yuma, Arizona Ghostbusters.
What's up?
How's it going, man?
How are you, man?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Doing good, man.
So, I don't really have anything stressing me, but I am enjoying the new movie being out, especially having a 2-year-old when that's the same age I was when the original came out.
Yeah.
He has only seen clips, but I've been sharing the real Ghostbusters cartoon with him, and
we
come home and watch it, and he loves everything Ghostbusters.
That's great, man.
He's always with me.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
So what was for the release of the movie, what was your plan of action? Did you go out to the theater? Were you in gear? Did you go out with your franchise?
Yeah, I went out. I coordinated along with my fellow team member, since for the Arizona group we're the only two in Yuma. We set up a premiere / food drive event at our local small theater, raising, you know, a bunch of food donations for our community food bank. And,
oh, that's awesome, man.
You know,
oh, man.
Giving
very
back
cool.
to the community with our uniforms. We had 2 Ectos out there.
Oh, nice.
Ecto XV.
Wait, there's 2 of you and you both have Ectos?
Not no. fair. We don't even have one.
We're slacking.
Between the three
There's
of us.
There's a local physical therapist out here who's made a 1970s Cadillac into an Ecto, and he's got
cool.
classic 59 fins grafted onto it.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And was,
so his
what
Ecto
was, your...
was out there.
So what was your thoughts going into the movie, and did your opinions change one way or the other coming out of it?
I saw it in L.A. with you guys, and
cool.
my little boy was there on the red carpet with us, but
nice.
Of course it showed
awesome.
Too late for him to watch it.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was almost too late for me.
Yeah, that was a long day, man.
Yeah, we were all tired, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And especially after watching more and more of the cartoon, I really enjoy how they've incorporated a lot of those real Ghostbuster effects into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. It's funny because a lot of people have said that, like, it definitely has a real Ghostbusters vibe.
Yeah.
On, you know, with some of the equipment, some of the special effects, some of the ghosts.
Animation, yeah.
And, yeah, and then, you know, somebody asked Paul Feig at a Q&A, and he said it's all coincidence. Like, they didn't actively try and replicate the cartoon, it just kind of happened that way. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that it turned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see how any fan would just automatically incorporate that stuff with it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what we do. We like to make things exactly what we want,
yep.
even if it's not. Well, before we let you go, let me ask you about that post-credit scene. What did you think of that? Do you think that was a little bit of fan service? Do you think it means anything for the future of the franchise?
Yeah, I hope it does. As you said with the sequel, I think now that the group has an unlimited budget, I look forward to seeing what the next Ecto will be, since there's is no more.
There's no
yes, bye-bye. That's true.
That's funny.
It's in Jersey.
It's on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, we're going to move on to our next caller, man, but we really appreciate you calling. Glad that you made it out to L.A. with 300 or 400 of us crazy people. And hopefully we can do something like that again sometime.
Yep.
Well, always enjoy listening to you, especially when I'm putting the gear together. It's enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
we're
man.
Like,
we appreciate it.
Like an inspiration, right?
Is that what we
right.
are?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Cool, man.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
You too. Bye.
Take it easy.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Cool. Good guy. That was a good guy.
A super good guy.
Dude.
Nothing but good guys
here. Can we just go back to California?
Yeah.
Can we all just like
back.
I want everybody who is there, just like all what was there, like 350 of us?
Yeah.
Just everybody and then you know, all our friends who didn't get to go, we're just gonna move out there and just
Don't
live on
fill
that
up
street.
Diner.
There's definitely 300
and will make money.
There's definitely like 349 people I want to go back there.
Yeah.
That's it, just 349.
349 out of
yeah.
350.
Yeah.
Only one that
Let's
can just stay
it.
The fuck home. Oh God. Anyways,
I love everyone.
We love everybody.
It's fun.
I do like
fun.
The idea. So the guy that just called, he says he likes to listen to our show while he's building some equipment. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. When I build equipment, I have to have like complete silence because I get really frustrated
yeah.
at math.
You break, I break stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, this is wrong. Snap
sweat.
In math, throw it away.
Yelling.
Fucking thing sucks. See my Bill O'Reilly impression?
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Cool. Let's go to our, we jot down that.
Yeah.
That can be called. Let's go to our next caller. How about 864 area code? Who is this? Who are you? And where are you calling from? 864.
Hello.
All right, we'll come back to 864. They seem to be having some sort of
technical problem.
Missed connection there. That's okay. Let's do this one. 614. Who are you and where are you calling from?
G'day, guys. It's Andrew from the Victorian Ghostbusters. How are we?
Yay!
How's it going, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Yeah, good, good. How good is this movie?
It's so good.
It's good.
So good.
How good is it in Australia? Because I heard it's probably the same movie. But how are people reacting to it out west, east, wherever you are.
Well, as it was the number one movie for the opening weekend here, so it did pretty well for the first weekend.
Good. Oh, that's awesome, man. And I know
yeah,
the last time... No, go for it. You're good.
Oh, I was going to say, for the second weekend, it's dropped down to number two.
Okay. And you, when we talked to you last time, you were talking about how they didn't really have, like, a premiere or anything set up or a big event. Were you able to organize your group and do, like, a good theater event there?
Yeah, so we teamed up with Sony, so we went to the advanced screening the day after you guys saw it in L.A. So that
okay.
was, like, a mini-premiere, I guess. But nothing as big as what you guys had, which I was so mowing to the mat.
I'll tell you what, man, that was wild.
That was
special. I know we put up a lot of pictures and videos, and I've gone back and looked at everything, but they didn't really capture what that atmosphere was actually
full
like.
Scope of it, right.
Because it was insane.
Yeah.
It was very insane.
There was choreographed dancing.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was nuts. It was crazy. It was a bust.
I was at work, well, not really working, but I was in the back room just streaming all the live videos from, like, every channel.
Right.
Watch it almost in tears, but I wasn't even there. But I'm like, it was amazing. It was amazing.
It was good, man.
Yeah.
And so I read this story recently. So obviously Chris Hemsworth is a native of Australia.
Yes.
I read.
Yep.
I don't know if this happened in Australia. I read that him and Tom Hiddleston and like Taylor Swift, like they rented out a private theater in Australia to watch Ghostbusters.
Whoa.
That's
I
what
I
read.
Be there. So bad.
I didn't hear that, but that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'd go see Ghostbusters with Taylor Swift if she asked me to.
Yeah, I think I'd do that.
So listen, Andrew, you're...
I want to say... Yeah,
No, you go. You take the stage, sir.
I was going to say, when I was watching Ghostbusters and seeing you guys in that, congratulations and well done. I was watching it and almost... tearing up myself, my girlfriend turns to me like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't look at me. I'm good.
We've gotten a lot of those. Yeah,
people
say
that.
We've gotten really nice messages from people literally all over the world.
Yeah, thank you so much for everyone.
Anybody who's reached out, thank you so much. We really love interacting with you guys and like just saying kind words. Abigail and myself were recognized at a Toys R Us the other day.
Yeah.
What?
It was like a dad with
his
kids.
It was really funny.
He came up to us. He was like, hey, are you guys in Ghost Heads? And we're literally both wearing no ghost t-shirts, like looking at Ghostbusters toys inside of the Toys R Us. We can't see.
I should be like, no, what's that?
What are you talking
about? Yeah. So Andrew, you're a super fan. You've seen how many times have you seen the movie?
I've seen it four times, but I have another double pass to go see it for the fifth time.
Awesome,
nice.
Man.
So you
and awesome.
I are in the same position. Very cool.
So,
yeah.
We're as somebody who follows the franchise, who really enjoyed the movie, but you kind of know how the movie industry works as far as sequelizing and franchises and everything. Where do you think they go from here as far as live action or animated even?
Yeah, I reckon, I think they're going to wait till after the animation movie comes out, I reckon, and maybe Echo 4, see how well that goes.
Right.
Plan their next live-action film, I reckon. But
right.
If they go with anything from the post-credits, I jumped out of my seat at that scene. So, yeah, that would be awesome if they go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be great. I personally feel, in my heart of hearts, that we will get another live-action Ghostbusters movie in the next 3 or 4 years. And I think, fortunately or unfortunately, this is just my opinion, that it's going to be a traditional follow-up, passing the torch sequel to the original movies.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the post-credits scene in that movie reintroduces the girls, and we can go forward with some sort of combined universe. But I just think Sony... You know, for all the people saying it's just a cash grab and they're just trying to make money, I think rebooting the franchise with an all-female cast is about as risky as you can get.
It was a bold move.
And congratulations
yeah.
to Sony
for
taking a risk.
People will look back on it fondly. I think it's going to stand up and withhold the test of time.
Yeah.
It's quirky. It's funny. It's likable. It's enjoyable.
It's smart.
Positive.
It's a
yeah,
smart
it's
movie.
Smart as fuck.
And yeah, and Holson fucking, she melts all the cold frozen hearts, and I just, I can't wait. I hope that, yes, I'd like to see her and the entire cast back in some way, shape, or form. I think we all probably agree on that. So.
Yeah. Well, cool. Andrew,
yeah,
anything else, man? Any other pressing issues coming out of your native land tonight?
Yeah,
I don't
know
what
that is. A couple of from my franchise, we actually going to be helping film a commercial for the Blu-ray release for it.
Oh, nice, man.
Oh.
That's awesome.
They won't share us the script with us yet because obviously it's all confidential, but all I know is that they want to use our packs, and we have our own Ecto that they want to use. So, and it's to do with, I think, Pepsi as well. So, but that's all I know so far. But they just made me audition to be an extra for it as well.
Cool.
Yeah, but as soon as I know more, I'll share it.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's
man.
Very
that's
cool. Yeah.
I want to
it's
do
exciting.
That.
Beat
you. Let's move.
Let's move to Australia.
Yeah.
Well, talking about moving, me and my girlfriend, I think we're moving to LA in the next 5 years. And then hopefully, so hopefully I can get more into the franchises in the LA area.
For sure, dude.
Yeah, dude, there's some good franchises. I know there's Ghostbusters of Southern California, the Southland guys. We made good friends out there. So that'd be really cool, man.
Very cool.
That'd be sweet, yeah.
And then we'll move to Australia. Okay. Yeah, we'll take your place there.
I heard that if you moved to New Zealand, you can make a lot of money. I might be making
that.
Yeah,
someone told
you
that?
Really?
You just make that up?
That's one of my made-up facts. There's good money.
You know,
that's got that Peter Jackson. Peter
money.
Jackson hangs out there.
He made a lot of money.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, cool, Andrew. Thanks, man. Thanks for the update. Congratulations. Right. I can't wait to hear about that that commercial. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Keep us posted.
Easy. Have a good one, guys.
See you, man.
Yep. Later.
Yeah. Man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be in a commercial.
It's always good to hear.
Want to be the Ghostbusters commercial?
Cool guy.
Yeah. And the fact that there's 2006, what year is it?
Yep, 16.
2016.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's Ghostbusters commercials. People should be grateful for that.
Yeah.
Even if they're in Australia and we can't understand them.
Yeah.
Because
it's like, oh, I had no idea what that guy said.
Totally different.
Yeah. Hey, that guy who just called, what was he saying the whole time? Andrew's awesome.
We'll dub that voice.
We'll work on that.
He's cool. He's
super
really
nice
cool.
Guy.
And, man, it's like tomorrow in Australia.
Yeah.
So I should ask them what the box office is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get a little advanced reporting.
Sports almanac him.
Yeah. Ask him if he has, you know, 50 years of... Guys, I'm an adult. I can make any decision I want. I'm watching Back to the Future 2 tonight.
I know. I'm ready for it.
I'm going to do it.
Stop the podcast.
I'm doing it now.
Go buy those new Back to the Future 2 hot toys,
yes.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I really am. How'd you
sell
know?
In the farm.
What'd you think? So,
getting the hot toys.
Let's talk about that for a second before we move on. Lots of toys were revealed at Comic-Con last week. And we should probably do a whole episode where we break everything down. But what were some of your favorites, man? Or
Who are we talking to? No. You talking to me?
You go first. Yeah.
Sure, dude.
Some of my favorites. Okay, wait, you were talking to Abby, weren't you? I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, I'm Toy Dude. Toy Dude 666 over here.
What do we got? Those Ninja Turtles, dude, are probably the coolest thing. And I think I think you mentioned them on the last episode.
I'm gonna be talking about those things every day of my life. So
dude,
yeah,
they're amazing. One like those 18-inch, they look so good. I guess they said they're about $100 a piece, and they're gonna release one per quarter. And I think the Donatello is for pre-order right now.
That's a good thing. They can't put all four out together, that's frustrating.
Because then you would buy one and be like, I'll get the other ones later, and you would never be able to afford them like that.
Plan.
Let me call out two of my good friends, Ryan Dole and Zach Myers. have this weird ability to buy like one or two figures from the set and be happy.
Yeah.
Fuck both of you. That is not okay. You got to get all, you can't.
Completest mentality.
I'm just going to get Raphael. No. You know
can't.
What? You might as well walk off a bridge with that kind of attitude.
You know? He's real rich.
Dude, I have like
I lost the sign.
You're going to need the rest of the team to balance him out. It's a lot of attitude. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What if you need something? You're going to need a Donatello.
I'm pretty sure the Donatello is on pre-order right now, but
yeah, no, it looks good. You can go to NECA's website if they can pre-order it. Maybe they'll send us one to review and cuddle.
Ooh,
yeah.
I can do some.
Listen, hopefully they're listening. Come on the show.
Yeah.
So listen, besides those 1/4 scale Ninja Turtles, obviously there's a bunch of Ghostbuster stuff. Blitzway's
right.
putting out 12-inch 1/6 scale figures. They look really good. They're the best likenesses we've ever seen in action figures.
Yeah, that's that good Peter face.
God, that good Peter.
You know that good-ass Peter face? Oh, that's good.
And then we saw, what was it? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold up.
Remember how in the last episode Jake was talking about how he was confused about
yeah.
all the figures coming up?
Right.
Okay, so Blitzway is making the good stuff. Metzco is also putting out 6-inch figures that don't look as good. There's a lot coming out.
Yeah, you know, in the last episode I mentioned how I made that chart. So like the next day after we recorded that, I went and looked and there was like more Ghostbuster stuff. You know, it was like, oh
yep.
great. I gotta revise
my
chart now.
And then
back
SH the
drawing board.
So Bandai, Japanese company, obviously known for what? Power Rangers and a
yeah.
bunch of good Godzilla
stuff
and all sorts
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They got the SH Figure Art Stay Puft coming out that looks really good.
Oh, that's cute
yep.
as fuck.
So, lots
that's
of...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say there's lots of good stuff
yeah,
coming up.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Jacob, I want you to talk right now. That's what I want you to do.
Good, because I'm just going to talk over somebody if you don't let me. The other thing that I really, really liked was that Slimer statue, the 1/4 Slimer statue, where he's, like, on the food cart, and he's, like, eating food, and he's got, like, a bottle of wine in his hand.
Yeah.
It's the I forget which company it is.
That's Hollywood Collectibles Group, the
yes.
same company that does the Venkman statue
yep.
and then the 101 Slimer.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. They got that really cool Slimer statue coming out. I'd like to snatch up one of those.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody at the Hollywood Collectibles Group is listening, I owe you $50. So it's coming.
On the way.
It's I sent a money
yeah.
order to Hollywood Collectibles Group, 123 Main Street, USA, and I hope you got it. No, I got to pay off that Venkman statue. Get that Venkman. Guys, so there's a lot of good Ghostbusters stuff coming. Got the Ninja Turtles stuff. I'm not a big Ninja Turtles collector, but those figures are must-haves.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
One thing I'm – so DC puts out the nice 6-inch multiverse line. They're about $20 a pop. Started a while ago. They put out the whole Batman v Superman line, and now they got all the Suicide Squad figures. I haven't really gotten any of them. I think I've gotten one or two because I didn't really want to start collecting another line. And I want to focus on more like...
Focused collecting,
right?
Their mantra.
And I wanted to do some of the more upscale figures, some hot toys, some of the, you know, statues and things like that. Then they announced at the Mattel booth at Comic-Con that they're putting out a Batcave playset.
Oh, it's big. It's connected.
I'm going to get a shirt that says, "Playsets make me wet."
Yep. Absolutely. Get the beach towel.
Yeah, get out your towels because there's a bat cave coming.
Ooh.
And I love bat
so
caves.
So many nooks and so many crannies.
So many crannies. Real quick, best bat cave playset of all time. Go. Anybody?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Me either. I shouldn't
have. You know
have.
How many? I don't. None.
Abort.
Yeah.
You've never had a bat cave playset?
No, man. I don't think I've ever. I think when. You know, like maybe around when Batman Returns was out, I was buying
okay.
some toys. But besides that, I've never bought like any DC stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've got a pretty healthy.
Well,
forever
before
alive,
we take
but...
our next call, I'll tell you the best Batcave playset that's ever been released, and I've never owned it, and I need to get my hands on it. It's the Batman Forever Batcave with like the three tiers.
Yes.
The thing is huge.
It's big.
I gotta get it. If yeah. anybody wants to send me that for my birthday,
hey.
Or
you know,
or
Monica.
Just for any day.
Just
like a Tuesday, a Batcave.
Just send it. Just send it. Yeah.
Cool. So let's try to go back to 864 to see if we can get them on. I don't know. They weren't there last time. 864, are you there? 864.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey,
man.
Hey.
What's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Tyler from Greenville, South Carolina.
What's up, Tyler?
Man?
How are you, man?
I called in a few weeks ago, and I was like the last caller, and I was in Walmart, out of breath, buying Twinkies.
You just described most of our callers
yes.
at all times.
I know.
I'm in a Walmart right now.
So what's up,
yeah,
Tyler?
And,
what's on your mind, man?
Well, first thing, I want to tell you guys thanks for putting that video together for Leslie. I got to my boys were in it. I got to get home from work that day and put a little thing together and send to them. So I think that was a really cool thing that you guys did. It was really cool to see everybody come together and put that video
awesome,
together.
Awesome, man.
And,
that's so cool. Just to refresh my memory, who were your little ones?
My older son was wearing the jumpsuit, so like one of the Ruby's costumes.
Okay.
And
okay.
My younger son had just a black T-shirt that like the Van Ghost on it. I just, you know, the little one said, "I love you, Leslie." Another one just yelled, "Ghost!"
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Started
so
going crazy
in the living room.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute. I loved that clip. Thank you so much for sending it.
Oh, thank you guys. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
I was
awesome,
happy
dude.
To do it. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's just so crazy right now. I can't believe this movie exists. And I took my oldest son for his birthday. I took him to see it. It was the second time I've seen it. I've seen it 4 times now, and I just, it's insane. I can't believe there's actually a new Ghostbusters movie, and you know,
it
there's 3 of them now, and they're all good.
Mhm.
So what is your
3 good Ghostbusters movies?
Right.
What did your son think of it? What is he normally into, like superhero movies and that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's 5, and I'm guilty for letting him watch a lot of stuff that I shouldn't, but I mean, he loves 1 and 2. He watches them on repeat, and you know, he really liked it. Obviously, his favorite part is the end with all the craziness and the ghosts and everything, because that was the part that got him really excited. And he took his it was cool. We went kind of early in the morning, and I took him to see it in IMAX because I loved the little 3D thing they did with the coming out of the frame and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
that was awesome.
I wanted him to check it out. And he brought his proton pack with him, and he was aiming it at the screen every time a ghost would come out. And he just had a blast. It was cool.
You know what? Jake was doing the same thing.
Yeah. And we took some ecto-cooler in, and we had a good time. It was awesome.
Yeah,
and
I
took him to see the first one when they re-released it back on the 8th earlier
cool.
this year too. So that was cool.
So for one, you sound like a really cool dad. I actually had a pretty cool dad because my dad took me to see like White Men Can't Jump and Terminator 2 in theaters when I was like 5 and 6 years old.
That's nice.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Very jealous.
But so that's really cool, man. Because like, so we saw the movie a bunch of times, and a couple times there was theaters that were pretty crowded, and there was kids in there, and the thing I wanted out of this movie was like, I wanted kids to be able to get out of it what we got out of Ghostbusters when we were kids, and my biggest fear
right.
is parents these days either not really knowing it's a kids movie or that kids would enjoy it, or just being whatever towards it and just going to see Secret Life of Pets instead because that's an easy
yeah.
thing to take your kids
right.
to. I feel like
yeah.
my next art. So we did the Leslie Jones video. My next public service announcement is going to be like, parents, get off your ass and take your kids to see Ghostbusters.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty cool because a guy that I work with, he's got 2 young girls, and we talk about movies a lot. He always takes his girls to see every, like, you know, Big Hero 6 or Zootopia and all that kind of stuff. And I told him about it because I actually saw it the first time, like the Thursday night. Like preview thing at, you know,
right, right.
like And I told him, I was like, look, man, I was like, it's actually pretty clean. You know, there's a few words in it. And I was like, there's a couple of jokes that'll go over the kids' heads anyway. And I said, I think they'll love it, dude. I mean, though, I think they'll want a proton pack for Christmas after they watch it. It's just a really cool, I mean, especially for girls. It's great for everybody, but for little girls, I mean, they don't get to see, like, superheroes that are girls very much on, you know, besides from, like, Black Widow, who's
right
in the Avengers movies, which they're not going to watch those anyway. So I just think it's really cool. And even, you know, for my boys, I know when it first came out and I was showing them trailers and stuff, and I bought them the little Hot Wheel cars, and they just kept saying, like, this is the one from the girl movie, and these are the ones from 1 and 2. And I was like, yeah, but the girl movie looks cool. We'll have to wait to see it. And now they love it, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, in I don't know if you guys had the same experience, but there was never a point in that movie where I stepped out of what I was watching and I was like, oh, wait, these are women doing this. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's very natural and just – it's very believable. You can definitely just buy that they're doing this stuff, and it works.
It's an accurate
works really, really well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I know some, you mentioned someone what they want to see next. Like, I just really want another one with the same cast. I want to see him do more. I love the part at the end because it's just so insane, but. The part at the rock concert was amazing, like them working together and they actually catch the ghost and the lead up to them chasing it down. Like, I want more of that type of stuff too. And, you know, we didn't get very much in this movie, but
well,
I mean,
that's
it's great. I just want another one.
Me too. Yeah. I want it. I say make it a TV series. I could watch those four every week.
Definitely.
I completely agree. If they announce tomorrow we're doing a direct sequel, I would be all for it because any, you know, small hiccups or missteps that happened the first time, they would have a chance to up the ante. And, like, the movie's not perfect, but it's the most fun I've had. I had more fun with that movie than I did watching Civil War. And I had more fun with this movie than I did. Well,
completely
I don't
agree.
Saying you had more fun than watching Batman
versus
Superman.
I knew that was coming up.
I went to funerals last week and had more fun than Batman versus Superman.
That's not
true. Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been surgeries that are more fun. I mean, I didn't mind that movie that much, but at the same time, like,
had a root canal that was
bad. Man, it's just like a final exam or something. You get out of that thing, you're just like, oh my god, what did I just go through?
It just drains the life out of you. There's nothing fun about it.
Right.
And and Ghostbusters is just so like enjoyable and happy.
You're good, man. I was just gonna say, I really, you know, we haven't talked about the Leslie Jones stuff that much this week, but I really appreciate you submitting that video, and we were so impressed. Like, it was a spark of an idea. I was in a bad mood that day. I saw what was going on, and I was like, I have to do something positive. Then everybody came together, and then like for it to get as much attention as it got, it was just really cool.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and it's amazing that it's a 10 and a half minute video made up of, you know, 5 to 10 second clips. I mean, there's so much in it. It's insane. I throw it up on YouTube all the time because my kids just, they just get a kick out of seeing themselves on there. They just die laughing every time they come
on.
That's
great.
Yeah, man.
And they love,
it's a feel-good thing.
They love a few of the other people on there, too. They get excited. There's the guy who says, like, I think he just says, they crack up every time. I can't remember what he says. He's like,
the guy freaking out with the goggles on?
No, it's like he says, you see, Leslie, the real Ghostbusters got your back. For some reason, they die every time they see that. They're like, they're, and they know they're like two clips after him, so they always
go back
to him.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
great, but I don't want to hold you guys up too long. I know you probably have other callers, but one thing I'm stressed about is I really want the movie to make a ton of money, but I want my Blu-ray so bad. Like, I'm so ready to have it here and just watch it nonstop because I actually have 3 kids total, and you know, one's still a toddler and he doesn't know what Ghostbusters is, but like it's hard to get out to the theater and I just want to see it a few more times.
Yeah.
So, I
was just going to say we don't have an official release date yet, but from what I heard, it looks like October, right before Halloween.
That's not that long.
That's only a couple months.
Well, so Target has it for pre-order, and it says September 8th, and I'm like, that's so soon. I can't be right, but I would love it. Like, I don't want it to come out of theaters that quick, but I think it'll do really well when it hits Blu-ray. I just think people, even, like, you know, the haters are going to continue to hate it, and I don't care, but, like, as far as, I think more people would buy it and watch it at home than would go to the theater to see it, maybe, so I think it could still do a really good business on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And,
I just want it.
Like, I want to, like, we watch 1 and 2 all the time, and I'd like to just throw this one into the rotation as well, so.
Yeah, I'd love to watch them back to back. That'd be interesting.
So I'm on the Target website, and it does say September 8th. So that's the week after Drag. That might actually make sense. So, you know, we help run PKE Surge, which is the kind of Ghostbusters con within Dragon Con every year. And, you know, we're working with Ghost Corps on getting some promotional stuff and some prizes and just other things like that. And they did mention wanting to do some stuff for the DVD release, possibly.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it, but yeah, that's guys.
Crazy.
Guys, we're getting Ghostbusters on Blu-ray in like 6 weeks. All right,
dude,
that's ridiculous. That's such a quick turnover for a movie coming out.
I know. If it's true, could you believe that we would get the movie before the Golden Books come out? Because I've been waiting on those Golden Books.
End of September.
I think they're like the 13th or something. It would be so crazy to have that book, have the movie before I get those Golden Books that I've been looking at.
Yeah.
See,
that's
now
insane.
I'm on Walmart. So I'm on Walmart's website, and they've got the pre-order up as well.
They still have December, though. For the
yeah, theirs says December. So
I
that's
saw that
I
earlier.
Remember.
Yeah.
So if,
yeah, it'll be
here's,
that.
Here's what I'm going to say to the world. If the Ghostbusters Answer the Call Blu-ray hits, before season or episode, nope, not season, not episode. Let me restate this. If the gold, if the Ghostbusters Answer the Call Blu-ray and DVD comes out before the Diamond Select Series 3 figures, I'm going to throw a fit. Because
right.
That's ridiculous. Because those were supposed to come out in June, and I want to get my Annie Potts figure.
Ooh, I want that figure too.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, Tyler, man, thank you so much for calling. That's awesome.
We'll have a party when it comes out.
I'm really excited that your kids liked it. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's
man.
Awesome.
Oh,
your
yeah. Like,
awesome.
my 3-year-old, he hasn't seen it yet. I was a little bit worried about maybe the subway ghost and Gertrude maybe just being just a tad too scary for him. I think at home it'll be different because at the very least we can cover his eyes or something.
Yeah.
Well,
cool, man.
I mean, I jumped at the Gertrude part the first time I saw it. I knew it was coming, and then
you know it's coming
out of nowhere.
You know
it's
what it was?
Far scarier than you expected to be, though.
And Jake, I'm gonna
ask
you about the sound design in the movie is amazing. Like,
yeah.
Just Well, listen, Tyler, we're gonna move on here. We got a couple more people on the line. We really appreciate you calling in, and
Say hi to the
family. And,
I will.
Thank your boys for participating in the Leslie Jones video.
Yeah. High five.
I will. Hey, can I chime in really fast on the Batman playset?
Sure, go for it.
Sure, that's the ongoing question.
My favorite one was the Batman Returns one that was like 3 panels, and you could fold it together and had like a handle on the top, and then you could spread it out, and it had like a little penguin area, like a little freezing place, and then, you know, it had like one part that was inside the mansion and it had your little Batcave part.
Yeah.
I loved that thing.
Like,
I don't know why. It was really cool.
It was really cool. The box art for that looks really good. So it's one side is Wayne Manor, the other side's a Batcave. That's the one they re-released like 5 times. They re-released
it.
Yeah,
they kept putting it out for different movies and stuff.
Yeah, like Batman Forever, Batman the Animated Series.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, that's a great playset, man. But the first one,
first
incarnation of that was the Batman Returns Batcave.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah,
cool,
it was cool.
That, so for the
all
rest
right,
of the
guys,
episode,
thank you guys.
All of our, yeah, I'm going to ask all of our callers to tell us their favorite Batcave playset.
Are you ready?
Good.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, guys. You too.
Guys, so I'm reading here. So everybody knows the firehouse, the actual firehouse in New York has been having a little work done to it recently.
Yep.
I'm reading here that it's getting a $6 million upgrade.
The containment units are expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive, dude. Project includes updates to the electrical, the plumbing, the kitchen, the bathroom, locker rooms, offices. It's getting like a complete, you know, rehaul. It says that they are some of the upgrades in the renovation are meant to accommodate the women who now work at the firehouse. They're adding a woman's bathroom and locker rooms.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What do you think they're doing?
They should add a
political.
They should add a face bidet.
Ruining the firehouse.
Good. They need a face bidet and a room for P.T. Barnum to come up with the idea of enslaving elephants.
So that's all great. I'm excited that they're, you know, renovating and fixing things, but then it also kind of scares me that the outside appearance might change in some way.
They better not.
They better not touch the outside.
All right, cool. Next call.
Now we're stressed about that.
God, I'm so stressed.
Favorite bat case.
613 area code. Who's this and where you calling from?
What's up, guys? It's Matt Provencal calling in from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. How's it going?
Pretty good,
what's up,
man.
Matt?
How are you?
Good. Good. I'm stressing, guys. I got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to try to condense it. But
No, go for it, man.
Do it.
Man, super, super happy about everything, about life. Just,
good.
Man.
Good.
I watched your adventures on the interwebs of your trip to L.A. for the big premiere and everybody there, and it was just mind-blowing. It was just unbelievable. Couldn't believe it. And everyone there who was there, it looked like you were at a Disney World theme park. It looked insane. Absolutely nuts.
It felt like it.
It was great, man. I'm sorry, so many people made it out, but like we were saying earlier, there's so many people we wish could have been there, including yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, man. It was like, that's a really expensive trip. I really want to do that, but maybe the next crazy thing, maybe the next California trip, who knows. But, man, right. I'm super busy. Previously plugging SpaghettiShark.com and working on apparel. Wife's designs are taking off like crazy, so we got some more new designs there. I've gone full tilt with video editing. I'm actually currently working on one for a Blues Fest project, so I'm diving into the world of music videos. So I'm directing two music videos right now. So I'm
oh my
in the middle
God.
Of that. I know. Yeah, wow. I'm going full crazy with that. My big boy job promoted me on the day of the premiere of Ghostbusters, and there was a chance that I was not going to be able to make it and watch the movie. And I was what? So
what?
Yeah, I was like freaking out. So what ended up happening was 2 days before I had to fly out on my trip, my good buddy Curtis Teagues, he's also an Ontario Ghostbusters member, and he's a local artist, super talented. He's worked with Mark Miller from Kick-Ass, and he's got some great artwork online, and he's got his own stuff. He calls me up and goes, yeah, our good friend Morgan, who knows everyone from a local comic book shop, she's got passes to the advanced premiere. Do you want to go? I'm like, yes. I'm like, what's the catch? Because there's always a catch. He's like, you got to show up in costume in your flight suit and proton pack. I'm like, done. Put it in the car. So, we got advance, kind of like VIP treatment at the local downtown Ottawa theater. And it was this whole shebang where we showed up.
Yeah.
And we got in the car and drove to the theater. And this is one thing I want to mention. This is the power of the fandom. This is the power of Ghostbusters right here. We parked the car inconspicuously way behind the theater so we can just kind of, you know, go around the corner and walk in so we didn't try to draw a crowd. Well, we all know what happens when you wear a Ghostbuster costume in public. You draw a crowd.
For sure.
So we get out of the car, and there's these little kids, probably about, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7, two little girls and their younger brother. In a house across the street, they see us from their window, and we can hear them screaming from inside their house, Ghostbusters, 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 Ghostbusters. And I'm like, oh, my God, Curtis, we're going to have a crowd here. We gotta go. But before we were able to, like, take off, all the kids come flying out of the house with their parents, like, from two neighboring houses, and they all come in, and they all want pictures and whatever. It was just crazy because I'm like, man, I'm going to see the new Ghostbusters movie and this, like, new generation of kids that the movie is meant for. They're freaking out. And I'm like, man, like, this is it. This is where Ghostbusters should have been for so many decades. Now it's back at the top. It's front of mind, and it's joining the big ranks of, you know, Star Trek and Star Wars, and it's just fun,
it's
man. Insane. It's just great.
It's awesome. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's super good. One note, I listened to the plane cast episode of you guys leaving L.A.
Mm-hmm.
While I was on an actual plane. So I listened to the plane cast on a plane. And
nice.
While I was on the plane, I had my headphones on, and they actually gave me a complimentary few beers, which is pretty nice based on the flight. And I panicked because I thought I was on a flight to Atlanta. Cause,
wait a minute.
Yeah, so
you heard the pilot.
You can thank your co-pilot who got recorded
on
the plane
you.
For freaking me out while I'm at 30,000 feet in the air.
That's amazing.
So,
like a plane-ception.
Yeah, it was definitely a meta-plane-ception.
That's amazing.
That's
yeah.
I'm
crazy.
Still amazed that we were, with the amount of white noise and everything else, we were able to pull that off. And I'm also amazed that we weren't kicked off the plane because we literally were the only people awake on the plane. Not only were
yeah,
we, it's annoying when everyone's sleeping and you're the only one awake, but when you're recording a podcast, it's like another level.
Yeah.
We were
pretty chatty.
Yeah. So yeah, good on the flight crew for letting you do that. Like I'm like that's the last thing I'm thinking of after dealing with like, I guess 20 hours of a Ghostbusters premiere and you're taking a red eye back to Atlanta. I'm like, you know, fuck it, we're going to record a podcast. I'm going to sleep later.
Yeah, we're
like,
hey, we're up.
Yeah.
I was doing it. My initial thought was this will be a good way to deal with my anxiety and my fear of flying. And the first thing Jake says is, hey, what if this plane goes down? I'm like,
oh, thanks. What a great friend.
He's a good
yes.
guy. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I'm going to plug your show, and anyone listening to this, I highly recommend as soon as you watch Ghostbusters Answer the Call or Ghostbusters 2016, whatever the hell you want to call it, as soon as you watch that movie, listen to your Answer the Call episode immediately. Like, listen to it immediately. The full 2 hours, it's a great companion piece. I can confirm because I did it. Watch the new movie. I loved it. I give it a solid...
The whole film
critic in me wants to give it a solid 8 out of 10, but the inner child in me is a perfect score. But I'm going to stick with my, you know, solid 8 out of 10. It's definitely an A in my books. Super fun. Such a great experience. Like, we were so close to having this become this really dark, gritty, stylized, unfun Batman versus Superman reboot. We were so close to having that. And we didn't get that. We got something so funny.
Well, why... What is your expand upon that? Because that's an interesting thought. When you say we were so close to getting the stylized gritty, what is your base for that?
Well, as you may or may not know, I was on a podcast before this.
Yeah,
called Cross Trans Radio.
What's
that? Anywho, we covered this for like 5 years, and we had some like nuggets of truth from Dan Aykroyd directly and Ivan. From meeting them in Toronto and the liquor bottle signings, Dan Aykroyd, he'd pull us aside because he knew that we were in on the Ghostbusters stuff. Like he wouldn't entertain the general public. He'd pull us aside and tell us some like little side notes. And he's like, one of the shooting locations is going to be Toronto. Boston was already in their radar because obviously you know how hard it is and near impossible to shoot in New York City. For permits and everything like that now.
Yeah.
So he was letting us know of this kind of... He kept referencing, like, the Hellbent script, right?
Yeah.
And that was going to be a focus. And And then this was just right after the release of the video game. And so we knew that the video game had come out and was relatively a success. So we knew that there was going to be a really dark tone. And then around that time, around like 2010, Tron Legacy comes out. And that's a big deal because Disney put a lot of cash into that. And
yep.
Tron Legacy
yep.
gave this really dark, gritty, revitalized, kind of like 80s vibe. And there was a huge pressure to kind of replicate that cash cow and replicate that feel. And so later on, it was discovered that Tristan Jones, the artist who's currently on Aliens Defiance, and he used to do a couple of panels in the Ghostbusters comic.
Right, right.
Tristan Jones was hired as a concept artist for Ghostbusters 3.
Right.
Didn't he do that
yes.
meat monster?
Yeah,
ghost
that was kind
of
released publicly. Yeah,
episode.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, exactly. So that was released later after the embargo obviously got lifted. But, the tone of the film was going to be this, like, really gritty action-based movie. So it would be a lot of technology involved, a lot of dark, brooding stuff. And the comedy wasn't fully there. You can definitely see that the influence was Dan Aykroyd just going full tilt on the keyboard, and then
right.
it was up to Ivan and Harold to kind of polish it to make it funny and fun again. And
right.
then
yeah.
you have the guys from The Office stepping in and everything like that. But visually,
right. so was this
it was going to be way darker.
Was this pre-Office guys, Lee and Gene? Was this before that even?
Well, that I don't know. I know Tristan still can't talk about who was attached.
Uh-huh.
But it may be a fusion of the two. It may be
right.
in between The Office guys and when Ivan was attached as a director. But I know
right.
that Ivan loved that concept of the kind of like the meat bowl kind of coming out of the
yeah.
restaurant, the really
uh-huh.
dark, brooding
so,
demon thing.
Like a nice blue
so.
Cheese crumble.
So, Jay, you guys know. Oh, that's fine. Sorry. Hi. Abby, I'd like to acknowledge your joke was funny. You guys, we followed Ghostbusters 3 developments forever.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is Ivan Reitman's been doing a ton of interviews lately. And
yes.
unprompted, he's been bringing up all these old Ghostbusters 3 concepts. Like, they're not
yes.
nobody's asking them, but in every
no.
interview, he's saying, you know, we had the Hellbent script, which sucked. And he's, like, taking a little shot. He takes a little shot at Dan Aykroyd. But he's got a lot of praise for what the guys from The Office did with Bill Murray dying in the first panel, and then it becoming a father-son story with Bill Murray as a ghost guiding Oscar as being a Ghostbuster. And he talks about it a lot, but they never really mentioned the Alive Again version with Ethan Coen, and if that was kind of another spin on that or... The funny thing is, anytime Dan Aykroyd talks about it, he talks about it as if he wrote all of them by himself.
That's right. yes, he does.
So,
well, I remember,
yeah.
man, I've been doing a lot of like backup hard drive stuff, and I'm uncovering all of this like archived cross the streams material, like audio snippets and Photoshop posters that I did back in the day. Like we're like 2010, and man, I remember when Dan Aykroyd at some sort of weird writing circle conference. It was like a script writer conference somewhere in LA, and he randomly name drops this like industry code name for when a script gets greenlit. And I remember all of us just losing our shit over just him name dropping the greenlit script, because that was like, oh my god, this is in pre-production. This
yeah.
is actually gonna
right.
happen. But
what?
That was like 2011, so obviously
right.
we know what happened.
Well, you
there.
Know. So there was all right, and before Harold died, the rumors started popping up that they had chose like the Alive Again script was going forward, and then Cleveland, they were going to shoot it in Cleveland in the spring of 2014.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they go from here, if they start backtracking or just move forward with new concepts. Because Ivan
yeah.
in these recent interviews, and I was talking with these guys about this. He said there's another live-action movie being written right now, but
yeah.
they never said this is a direct sequel to what we're doing. So
yeah.
who knows?
Shit.
Who knows, man? We could
at
be on the
point,
line for another 20 years of this.
Oh, God. I hope not. Please make it, like, please, now that the fire has been lit, we got to keep it rolling. So
yeah, fan the flame.
I think Yeah, we're riding a really cool gravy train here, and I'm just laughing every time someone says that this movie's a flop, or they're saying, oh, the theaters are empty. That makes me laugh hysterically, because everyone that I know outside of the hardcore Ghostbuster fans, like I'm talking, you know, a few hundred people in friend circle, they're all like, we're going to see Ghostbusters this weekend. Like, we're going to see it, not Star Trek, not Tarzan, not The Secret Life of Pets. They're like, I'm going for the third or second time to see Ghostbusters. Who's with me?
Well,
like, that's all I see.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple weekends. What if it starts doing that thing that Paul Feig comedies have done, where a lot of people just kind of waited and now they're going to go see it and it's not dropping as much. We'll know.
Yeah.
We'll know soon.
Yeah. Well, it's opening in Italy tomorrow. So I know GB Max and the Italian Ghostbusters well, they will single-handedly raise $26 million.
I see it. They're crazy and they're cool.
They're amazing.
They've got good gear.
GB Max sent me a postcard a few years back, and it was beautiful. He's the best, one of the happiest men on the planet. And he's so cool.
Our buddy Zach Myers from the Georgia Ghostbusters just visited Italy with his wife. And, well, me and Jake, we Zach left the country, didn't tell anybody that this was happening. Because we hadn't heard from Zach in a couple days. And then he just posted a picture on Facebook with him and GB Max. And we're like, what is going on? And he's like, he was at work and couldn't hang out that long. But we just met up in, like, the middle of the street, and he was, like, wearing a suit. I was like, what does he do for a living? It was amazing.
Knowing Zach, if Zach was like, I was just, like, in this I just went into the thrift store and just saw GB Maximo just hanging out.
I just ran into him. Zach, I don't know. Zach's an old-school guy. Do you know Zach Myers, Matt?
For some reason, Zach, if you're listening – send me a friend request, because for some reason he had been very active with Cross the Streams and GB fans message boards and stuff like that, and like I'd see him and I'd contact and we'd talk through the threads and we'd crack jokes and stuff, but for some reason I don't know that slipped through the cracks. So Zach, you listen, fire me off a friend request.
Zach's a good guy, and he has this habit of, like, we all go thrift store shopping looking for old toys and none of us ever find anything,
nothing,
and Zach, every time he goes to Goodwill, like, he's like, look what I found. It's like, oh, a vintage Yoda, a vintage Batmobile.
Yeah.
Like, I go and it's like,
loose, nice condition Batmobile.
Yeah.
Not fair.
I don't find that stuff. But
speaking of which, you were asking favorite Batman toy.
Batcave.
Batman toy. Yeah, Batman Returns one. Batman Returns one. Same, the same Wayne Manor. And then I also got the animated series one, the reissue, which they just repainted. Like, you can tell they brought it into a room and they just air painted it with a different scheme and gave it a new sticker set, and then there you go.
There it is.
But,
that's what they did.
Well, listen, Matt, we really appreciate you calling in. We got a couple more calls we're going to get to. Thank you so much. And seriously, thank you for your contribution to the Leslie Jones video as well.
Man.
Absolutely. No, it was really cool. It was my pleasure. Thank you for even thinking of that. That was, like, exactly what needed to happen. And I know for a fact Leslie Jones and everyone involved saw that, and, you know, they were touched from the bottom of their hearts, and that was the best thing to do to keep the ball rolling. Again, everyone was great in Ghost Heads. You were all fantastic in it. That's a great positive movie as well, so awesome job. And thank you again. I'll call you and talk to you on the interwebs and let you know of what else that I'm doing project-wise, SpaghettiShark.com and all that jazz, and videos and music videos I'm directing. So
sounds awesome, man.
Cool,
man.
Yeah, and start dig up some more of those archives so we could talk about Hellbent and other weird versions of Ghostbusters 3.
I'll find some Photoshop posters that I did that are really fun. I did a American Psycho Lewis Tully crossover poster I got to send to you guys.
Ooh,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like this.
Cool, man. Have a good one.
Yeah.
You too. Cheers, guys. Peace.
See you, man.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Guys, I got to get one of those Spaghetti Shark shirts.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I know the guy who runs it. He could send it to us.
Yeah, I know him. I know that guy.
Cool. Man, it's so weird. For so long, we talked about a third Ghostbusters movie, and now the third Ghostbusters movie's out, and I feel like...
actually happening.
It's like, I feel like a little, like, piece of me, like, I can't... like, Ghostbusters 3 is my most searched term of all time on the internet, and I can't search it
anymore.
It's
like you're scratching a phantom limb.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
My Ghostbusters 3 got cut off.
Right. You can still search Jurassic Park could actually happen.
It's
your
still
second
there.
Most Googled thing since childhood.
Hey, the question is, could it?
Could it? Jake, you'd know. Could it happen?
Sure.
Are we going to build a Jurassic Park of Dan Aykroyd's?
Dude, what if like the Jurassic Park series and the Ghostbusters series crossed?
Excuse me, Jurassic World.
Jurassic Park and Ghostbusters.
Would that be like?
I guess we could talk about it now. One of the early concepts that leaked that wasn't in the new Ghostbusters movie is there was supposed to be a ghost T-Rex at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Why didn't we get that?
Now I'm
angry.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad.
Would that have been weird to see something like that? Because even though like in Ghostbusters 1 and 2, you have a couple of, you know, weird monster ghosts. You don't see that many like animals. I know they mentioned like the polar bear in the new one, but you still don't. They do it in the comics. In the video game, but like in the movies, you don't ever just see like, oh, there's a ghost, you know, there. So you don't see that kind of thing. I wonder what that would have been like if they would have. Yeah, true.
Dude,
we got the rats.
I want to see that polar bear.
That the rats were pretty cool.
Was that a Lost reference?
That's what I was hoping
for. It's in the same universe. Here we go.
The Dharma Initiative.
Let's do
polar
it.
Bear
Let me
right
ask
there.
You the question. Cats out of the bag. You've got to pick four cast members from Lost to make up your new Ghostbusters team. Who is it?
Okay, hold on.
Hold the fuck on,
everybody. Wait. Are these the actors or, like, characters? Like, do I get to see John Locke as a Ghostbuster?
Yeah, characters.
Vincent. John Locke could be Garrett from Extreme Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me what I can't do.
Oh man.
That would
be
amazing.
That Garrett figure is hard to find. It's very rare. From the toy line.
Well, they never actually put
it out,
released. Right?
Yeah, it was like never put into production. There's just like samples of it or
something. It's like Egon's laboratory playset.
Ooh, I want that.
Charlie for sure, right?
Charlie's gotta be there.
Think about Mr. Echo.
Yeah. He's in Suicide Squad.
Mr. Echo's the mayor.
Dude, all right. He is. That guy is super awesome.
Here's an easier question. Who are the four Lost cast members who you would not want to be your new Ghostbusters team?
Sawyer, Shannon. Sawyer, and Sawyer.
Wait, no.
Man.
Glenn, Daryl, Rick.
Wait. No. Not going to happen. I'm taking the reins.
I heard Glenn's dead. Spoiler, Glenn's dead.
That's what I heard.
God, I fucking hate The Walking Dead. Oh.
We shouldn't polarize.
I hope Katie Ambrose
doesn't
listen.
Close your ears.
Everyone plays.
It just felt good to say that.
Here's
my four Lost cast members that I want to be Ghostbusters. Are you guys ready?
Do it.
Okay, so we're going to go John Locke for sure.
Absolutely.
Benjamin Linus.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Ooh.
Kate, Juliet, Claire, and Shannon.
Juliet, not Shannon.
Just kidding, man.
No Shannon.
Juliet's
all
good.
All minor jokes. Juliet's definitely in there.
Jake
She's
likes Juliet.
Leader. Ooh, I like Juliet.
Wait, I think Jake likes Juliet. Did you tell me like Juliet was?
Yeah, I like Juliet. I would put Juliet on my Ghostbuster team for sure. Who's your other two?
Man, I love Jack.
I like Jack. So many people didn't like Jack, and I was just like, he was misunderstood. He got thrust
all
into
right.
that.
Jack, young Benjamin, Jack's son, and Jogan.
All right.
No, dude.
Just give me
go ahead.
The worst ones possible.
Here it is.
Smoke monster.
Yeah. The man in black, Jacob, but both his children. No. Here's the ultimate Lost.
Nikki Apollo.
Right. Yeah, Mickey Mouse. Now, ready? Jack, strung out, pill head, bearded Jack.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Got the Bronco.
Bearded Jack.
Depressed John Locke. Heroin addict Charlie.
Charlie in a diaper. Doesn't that happen at one point?
Guys, we have completely lost control.
Please jump the shark.
Dude, you know who's going on my lost Ghostbusters team? Patchy. Patchy.
Yeah, good call.
Mr. Echo, John Locke. Dude, it's going to be the dark side.
Right. So listen, guys, before we get to our next call, I do want to say that Yes Have Some Live is brought to you by our friends at Carnivorous Creations. That's Carnivorous with a K. Carnivorous Creations on Facebook, carnivorouscreations.com. All of your proton pack needs, resin parts, aluminum motherboards.
The good stuff.
Fiberglass shells. If you're building a proton pack, if you want a starting off point, check out Carnivorous Creations for some really, really, really amazing parts and pieces. The Finchers, who are the best prop builders in the community, they swear by Carnivorous Creations. So check it out. And they also got the one-of-one scale terror dog heads, limited to 84 pieces. The same mold, production mold. You see it on the office wall at Ghost Court. You're not going to want to miss out. One-of-a-kind collector's items. So check out Carnivorous Creations on Facebook. And let them know that the Yes Have Some podcast sent you. Because that's a nice thing to do when you get to somebody's house and they're like, who are you? And you're like, Yes Have Some told me to come here. So
yeah,
that's a thing.
You do that, you know.
So we're gonna go to this caller. We got 8 minutes left. I don't think this person's been on the line yet, but the area code looks familiar.
Let's find out.
520, who is this, and are you somebody who was on earlier, or are you a new person?
New. You guys know who I am. It's Ronan calling. I haven't called you in a couple weeks.
But... hey, how's it going, dude?
What's up, man? How's it going? Good,
pretty,
man. How you doing tonight?
Pretty well, man. I don't know what you got. The whole like topic for tonight is. I kind of thought, I didn't even know you guys were like doing tonight. I was out getting groceries. I was like, hey, I'll just call in and see what's up.
Yeah, man.
We're talking about some playsets.
Yeah,
Batman playsets.
We've been all over the place. We talked a lot of Ghostbusters, a little bit of Comic Con, a little bit of Lost.
Lost.
And,
we just did way too much Lost.
Yeah, I heard that. I love you guys' script. I think it'll kill, man.
You think it's good?
Your cast from Lost. Yeah. You know what?
We thought it was good.
Ben Linus as Walter Peck, though, I've always thought would kill it as Walter Peck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Gale, love it.
You know, that was kind of the complaint with the new movie. One complaint I've seen is that there wasn't really a great foil for the Ghostbusters, a Walter Peck type character, besides Bill Murray. But he was in there, and he wasn't. So.
Oh well, yeah. Well, you kind of have like Andy Garcia had elements of that. He was kind of like a mixture of that. Right.
They just didn't go full tilt with it because the government was kind of like, we know what you're doing, keep doing it, but also knock it off a little bit.
I wonder if some of that has to do with the PG-13 rating, though, because you know, like maybe because I love Cecily Strong, but that was one thing that I felt like maybe she was either cut a little too much or like edited or held back a little bit, because she can definitely play that like snarky, smarmy girl you don't want to talk to at a party kind of deal. And I think that if she had gone like hard R with it, and even in the trailers, you saw the one clip of her saying like, oh, these are just sad, sad women. And that wasn't in the movie,
right.
But I think that maybe that could have been fleshed out a little bit more. Might've made it, like a little more solid.
You can chime in on this, Rona, because we haven't talked about it yet. But one thing a lot of people are talking about is some people feel like the third act, there's a little bit something that might be missing there. And one of the things that keeps popping up is Kristen Wiig. And it originally in the script, and was it filmed, did she actually quit the team?
Yeah, was there a time period there?
That's what I've read. So that's, is that true, or from what you guys know, or what?
Because
I have no idea. Kate McKinnon says, welcome back.
Welcome back. You're
or
back.
She goes, welcome back.
Welcome back. Her ears are ringing. Yeah, exactly.
Jake, have you given any thought to that?
I have a feeling that when the Blu-ray comes out, we're going to have a lot of deleted scenes. There's a couple things in the movie where you can kind of tell that, they probably cut something here, something had to get cut here. And I hope that they do give all that to us. If it was filmed, if that actually did happen, I hope we get the Blu-ray and it's just full of that stuff, and we don't get, they don't skimp on the deleted scenes, you know?
Yeah, I want all the feeksins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want it all.
Yeah. We want all of them.
Hey, so what I want to know is, like, what did you guys think? Because I was there with you guys, like, through all of it. They're at the Perky Nerd, and the next day at the premiere, like, how did you guys feel? Was it like, did you guys, can you guys still wrap your minds around that you were actually there with all that stuff? Like, I want to know.
No,
it was exciting.
It's like a blur. Yeah, it's like a big blur of a weekend. I said it before, I wish the weekend was a little longer. It all, there was so much packed in to like 2 days, and there were so many people there that, you know, we didn't have the time to even meet everybody, to talk to everybody, and it was just like almost like an out of body experience that
we're
still trying to figure out, you know.
I was out of body the whole time. I mean, like, it harkened back to, I guess, like church camp days, but like I actually liked these people that I was around. Uh-oh. Because there was so much like Ecto Cooler and sugary treats and like a lack of sleep and an utter exhaustion and like running on fumes and adrenaline, but it being like the most elating and exciting time of my life, and like knowing that I didn't want to sleep because, you know, my mind was just racing. Like, at the event on Friday was so much fun, but then that rolling into, you know, we're actually going to the premiere, we're going to be on the red carpet, and that rolling into a pizza party, and then we're going to be seeing the movie, and it's in the Chinese theater, and it's just like thing after thing after my brain is exploding and I can't handle it, and I think back on it often and fondly, and, you know, it's a trip that I'll never forget, and, you know, I know I'm just grateful that we all had the experience, man, and that we can talk about it.
Ronan, what did you – oh, yeah, Jake, there you go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You go for it.
I was just going to say we only got, like, 3 minutes left, but Ronan, as – you know, you came in when did you guys get in, Friday afternoon?
We got there – yeah, no, we actually drove from Phoenix and Thursday night. It was me, myself, and then two guys from Phoenix and John's younger brother, and we all drove there. Met up at John's house, and we were with him for like a couple hours, and I think he went to go pick up you guys, and we had like an itinerary. We had like a whole, like a million things we had to do that day. John was stressing out, I was stressing out, everyone was stressing out, trying to get like the prints and stuff done for the art show and getting everything like turned in, man. It was ridiculous, and not to mention that it was like 180% like humidity, and it was so hot in that damn place.
Yeah,
there was bodies in there.
A lot of butt sweat, let's just be honest.
Yeah, man, it was
But it was good.
No, I'm glad we're talking about this because it
was ice cream.
It was fun. We got to meet a lot of people. We wish we could have talked to everybody and really given everybody, you know, sit down and have long, you know, we wanted to meet everybody, but I'm sure you also realized too, Ronan, once you kind of got in that environment, it was just chaotic. It was very hectic.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, man, I saw you guys, and John said you guys were, like, super tired. And when you guys were at the Perky, I was like, oh, there they are. I was like, you know, I said, what's up to you guys? Let you do your thing, man, because it was so hot in there. And then you had people coming up to you. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to let them do their thing, man, because I don't want to be bombarded with people. So, you know, I talked to you a little bit about your art and stuff, man. But that was like the most I got in because I don't want to overwhelm you guys.
No, dude,
we enjoy that kind of thing, though.
Yeah, dude, like I said, we're all, at the end of the day, we're all fans of Ghostbusters. And for all of us to share that entire weekend and that experience, I know that's not going to be soon forgotten by any of us.
No, I can't get
for sure.
enough. Yeah.
I feel like that whole weekend is kind of like, you know, when people have like a near death experience and they have like an out of body experience and they say that you know, all this weird stuff happened to them and then they come back to life and then people don't believe them and they're trying to explain. That's what that weekend was like.
Yeah.
it's like a
Narnia, right?
Yeah.
No one's going to believe this story. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you were there
unreal.
At the red carpet. BS, whatever. No, yeah, I was there. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, no, this is my Slimer mask. It's real. It's all real.
I saw you guys got some stuff signed there. That was cool. The only thing I got signed, I guess, I had my Geigermeter. I got that signed by the Aykroyd. And Aykroyd, you should have seen his face because,
nice.
You know, the Geigermeter is rare. He doesn't get that. When I like, they gave it to him, he like his face lit up. He was happy, you know.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. That's all that mattered to me, you know.
That's awesome, man.
Dude, that's cool. I wish I would have saw your Geigermeter.
Yeah, I wish I had one.
Yep.
Listen, guys, we only got 30 seconds left. Ronan, obviously, feel free. Call back anytime. We'll chat some more. Glad that everybody's kind of recovering.
Yeah, thanks for
from the trip,
the memories,
and you know, going out and seeing Ghostbusters, and that's it. That's Yes Have Some Live. We're done, guys. We got
we
15
did
seconds
it
left. Jake, close us out. What else we got?
Yo, that's it, man. Ghostbusters is out. I need to go see it again. I've only seen it, I don't know, three times at this point. Got to see it again.
All right.
Yeah, man, my best friend's coming in town tomorrow. We're going to see Ghostbusters 2016 Answer the Call for the fifth time tomorrow. I'm super pumped. This has been fun. Have a great vacation, family.
Cool. And Ronan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, man. Well, I'm just going to tell you good night. I'm going to tell Abigail good – Ronan, we always end up having, like – we always take calls
this
right to the
end. Yes, have some late night.
Yeah,
wow.
This is – now we're on the late night after show. We always end up having somebody join us for the closing. So, Ronan, anything else before we head out?
John sends a message because his internet went down. So he says, tell him I'll say hello and to give him a kiss for me. So that's the message from John.
So many kisses, air kisses.
So when we picked up John at the John Yakarba at the airport, or no, we didn't.
He picked us up.
And then I was like, hey, man, are you? I was like, what's the rest of your day looking like? And he's like, oh, you know, I got to get these prints done, frame some stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, we got to go to the FedEx store. We got to go to lunch. Come on, man. We don't know.
And we need vegan lunch.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. So, no, we had a really good time. We had a good time with everybody. And I don't know. Maybe the next time one of these things comes out, we'll all be back out there again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, for everybody, for Jacob Walsh, Abigail Gardner, Ronan from Arizona, and myself, Craig Goldberg, this was Yes Have Some Live. Thanks, everybody, for joining, and we will see you on the other side.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Bye,
all
guys.
Right,
bye,
everybody.
Buenas noches.
Later.
That was nice.